Greater Israel is alive and wreaking hell in the Middle East. ISIS is doing Israel's bidding, prosecuting the toppling of Assad and neutering Iran's regional influence. ISIS is the perfect shill. Not once has it decried the Zionist state. But with the anti-Zionist, Syria, Iran, axes of resistance out, Greater Israel kicks in. America's complicit. Just last week, Judicial Watch published Department of Defense documents showing America aiding the rise of Islamic State in order to isolate the Syrian regime.
Declassified documents were published showing that as early as 2012, U.S. intelligence predicted the rise of Islamic State. The report shows the powers who supported the Syrian opposition, like America, envisioned the creation of an independent principality in eastern Syria and supported it. They also clearly predicted the establishment of Islamic State through its union with other terror organizations in Syria and Iraq.
More than predicted. Assad says America created ISIS.
A lot of analysts and a lot of journalists say that you have helped ISIS to emerge because it's an opportunity for you to appear like a shield, a rempart, a bouclier.
But ISIS was created in Iraq in 2006 under the supervision of the Americans. I'm not in Iraq and I wasn't in Iraq. I wasn't controlling Iraq. The Americans controlled Iraq. And ISIS came from Iraq to Syria because chaos is contagious.
And nobody creates chaos better than Jumerica, where neocon Jews, Kagan, Crystal, Weasel Tear want to sort out. What a friend they have in ISIS. Just last March, Iraqi forces arrested three military advisors discovered inside an Islamic State facility carrying U.S. and Israeli passports. ISIS is good for the Jews, and the lies and evasions keep pouring in.
How big a presence do jihadists, and especially those allied to al-Qaeda, play in the rebels who are opposing and fighting Assad in Syria?
The jihadi presence is big and getting bigger. And the longer the conflict goes on there, the bigger it will get.
Do you worry about the possibility, yeah, you lose Assad, who's somebody that's no friend of Israel, but on the other hand, you then get a situation where you have al-Qaeda factions running part of Syria?
Well, we've long advocated for Bashar al-Assad's departure. If he goes now, we would view that as a very positive development. He is an ally of Iran. He's an ally of Hezbollah. We understand that if jihadists were to come in, it wouldn't be good, but it perhaps wouldn't be as bad as the current situation.
It's Jews for jihadists. That's why ISIS keeps gaining ground.
Now an international coalition led by U.S. is bombing ISIS from the air. Is it a problem for you or is it a help for you?
It's neither. No one of them. Because it's not a problem, of course, if you attack terrorists. But at the same time, if you're not serious, you don't help us.
Why not serious?
ISIS has expanded in Syria, in Iraq, in Libya, in the region in general. So how can you say that it was effective? They're not serious. That's why they don't make any help to anyone in this region.
America, run by Jews, help anyone? Jews only help themselves. And ISIS plays right into their hands.